Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel Broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to another day of broadcast here from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina. Pastor Barry Goodman, and I'm his associate, Brother Johnny Owens, your host here on the Monday through Friday, Sounds of Faith. And we greet you that are listening, maybe by radio there from the Carolina foothills, amen, on WWOL out of Forest City, North Carolina, maybe on the in the mountains of North Carolina, Asheville, Black Mountain, WKJV, and WKJW. And, of course, you can hear us on the Just Jesus radio app as well. You may be listening there at 4 o'clock hour, and or maybe on internet some odd time. You can probably pick us up on some delayed schedule. But we're glad to have you along with us, and we planned on playing some good music that I think will bless your heart, and I believe that will stir your heart and get it ready for the sowing of the seed of the Word of God. That's our goal, and music is never to take the place of the message, but it is to get us ready for the sowing of the seed. And with that being said, I hear a good choir number here. It says, I mean to be there.
John looked and saw around God's throne a numerous throne, and in their hands they held their crowns, and when their names were called, they laid them down. I will be there.
I'll be there when my name's called out. Amen. That's our adult choir singing for you today. One of our more recent songs that we've learned, and we have played it quite often, and because I just think it's a blessing to so many hearts to know that we're going to be there one of these days. Amen. I'm not talking about going to the dentist office or to the tax collector. I'm talking about going to heaven. Amen. And boy, I tell you, that ought to get us in the attitude of praise and worship today. Amen. Knowing that we will be there. Amen. Well, we'd love to have you here at the Faith Baptist Church. If you don't have a church home, we'd invite you to come and be a part of any of the services here at Faith. And we're located right on the corner of Highway 18 South out of Shelby, about 5 miles, right there at the caution light at 180 and 18 South, 2 miles or so from the South Carolina state line. We'd love to have you. This Wednesday night, we'll have prayer meeting here. And, of course, the very practical service, good Bible preaching and some singing, amen, prayer time. And we'd love to have you for that at 7 o'clock Wednesday night or on the Lord's Day. 10 o'clock is our Sunday school time. 11 o'clock worship, and 6 o'clock in the p.m. service. We'd love to have you come and worship with us here at Faith if you don't have a church home, and we invite you to come and pay us a visit. Amen. Here at the Faith Baptist Church. Amen. Well, here is, we call her Mama C. Amen. Ever since she was married to my dad, only married about 6 months, and she went to heaven, and Miss Carolyn Parker Owens is going to sing for us here. A beautiful song says, I've been to Calvary. Amen.
I've never traveled far around the world. I've never seen the many thrills and sights unfurled.
Been there physically and saw that place that they say is the place of the skull where Jesus was crucified. Oh, but I have been there by the eye of faith many times. Oh, I've seen him hanging there as Savior. And boy, I tell you, when I have to go back to Calvary every now and then, not to get resaved or born again, but to confess my sins and to get closer to Him, and sometimes just to say thank you, Lord, for your great sacrifice. Amen. Miss Carolyn singing for us, "I've Been to Calvary." Amen. Well, we're going to try to preach this week on praise, the path to praise. And so we're going to try to select some truths for today and the days of this week that have to do with praising God. We'll start in Psalm 147 with our truth for today. In verse 12, 13, and 14, the Word says, "Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion, for he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee, and maketh peace in thy borders, and filled thee with the finest of the wheat." You know, this is the time, and there is a time, to shorten our wants or our petitions and lengthen our praise. We live in such a way, in such a time, that sometimes we put more emphasis on our petitions than our praise to God. May we give Him the praise He's due today, the praise that He's worthy of. Even as we get our hearts ready for prayer time, I pray that we'll spend a little time today giving Him praise. Join me in prayer, if you can, as we pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee today, thanking You for this another opportunity that You've given to us to come by means of radio or the internet into the lives of many dear listening friends. We pray, God, today that You touch every heart. But we want to do as our truth for the day has instructed us. We just want to give You some praise for the next few moments, Lord, thanking You and giving You glory for who You are and for what You've done. And God, Your mercies are new every morning. Your faithfulness endureth to all generations. And we're thankful, God, for who You are and that what You have done. Now, Lord, there are some things on our heart, and we would, you guess you could call them petitions or prayers or requests. No doubt on the hearts of those that are listening today. Many are praying along with us, and I no doubt have in my mind that they are bring in some petitions before You as well. When I'm praying, God, today that You are touching every heart and life. Do that what's impossible for man to do and intervene in the spiritual needs and the financial needs, the emotional needs, maybe a physical need. Lord, I know there's folks in my own family at the time of this recording are still in the hospital, Lord. I'm praying, Lord, that You touch my sister there in the hospital. God, touch those that are ailing of the church family here at Faith. And Lord, I'm praying Thy will be done in every heart and every life. Thank You again for this outlet, Lord, You've given to us to broadcast here for Jesus. I'm praying, Lord, that He'll touch hearts today. And I pray this in Jesus' precious and lovely name. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, thank God for the good time of prayer. And we're going to get one here ready to play for you from the Sons of Faith. Many years gone back, amen, gone by. But this song talks about God still good. Amen. We're preaching on praise this week, and I believe you can say praise God is good. Amen. Hope you enjoy this one from the Sons of Faith.
As I look back on all of my days, so many times, so many ways, I have been blessed, and all I can say is God has been good. Sometimes the night brings sorrow and pain. Sometimes the tears fall like rain. But through it all, He's never changed. God's still good. God is still good when the waves roll high. God is still good all through the night. When I've done all I can and I don't understand, God is still good. Clouds of doubt may darken the way, but showers of blessing will come any day. He'll bring me through, and I'll stand and say, God is still good. Now there have been times when I've let Him down, made my mistakes, but still I have found, I may stumble and fall, but through it all, God is still good. Mercy still flows from the palm of His hand. He will give grace and help me to stand. And although He knows how unworthy I am, God's still good.
Yes, God's still good. God is still good when the waves roll high. God is still good all through the night. When I've done all I can and I don't understand, God is still good. Clouds of doubt may darken the way, but showers of blessing will come any day. He'll bring me through, and I'll stand and say, God is still good. Clouds of doubt may darken the way, but showers of blessing will come any day. He'll bring me through, and I'll stand and say, God is still good. God is still good. God is still good.
God is still good. Amen. Can you say amen right there? I believe you can. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to hear one more before the message. We'll go and, we'll look at a couple phrases in the last four Psalms, I believe it is, if I'm correct. One, two, yep. The last four Psalms begin with Psalm 146. Right after this song from Miss Caitlin Connolly, she sings, When He Speaks.
Broken from the journey, beaten from the struggles, straining to see His hand at work in me. In the middle of confusions, my doubts and delusions, I wonder if God is even listening. But when He speaks, I know. With answers in the sea of trouble, drowning in the waves of the ocean's tide, and my desperate situation and present complication, I look for a safe place to run and hide. But when He speaks, I know. Peace, wonderful peace.
Speaks peace to our hearts. Amen. Thank God for the wonderful song there. And, well, all the good music today, I think it was a blessing. I know it was to my heart, it was to yours. And now as we look into the Word of God, you know, in the, I want to preach on, I guess, I want to call it the path to praise. But this path, it takes some doing to get on this path. And take some doing to stay on this path. I'm not talking about being saved. I'm talking about being in an attitude of praise to the glory of God. And when you think about or study, which I'm sure you have done before, you've heard it preached on the life of David, and you can pretty much consider him. You might say if you studied his whole life from the shepherd boy days to his days in the palace to his failures, you might come up with the idea that this he was kind of a rascal. And I guess to some degree he was, but in his writings, particularly in the Psalms, in the last four Psalms, each one of these Psalms, 146, 147, 148, and 149, actually five of them, five Psalms, the last five Psalms, start with the same phrase. Have you ever noticed that? Look at it in the Word of God. Verse 1 of Psalm 146, praise ye the Lord. The first verse of Psalm 147, praise ye the Lord. The first phrase in the first verse of Psalm 148, praise ye the Lord. In Psalm 149, the first phrase in verse number 1 is praise ye the Lord. In Psalm 150, which concludes the book of Psalms, it says in verse 1, praise ye the Lord. Now remember, you say, well, I don't have, you know, we're going to look at some reasons to praise the Lord for the next couple of days. We're going to look at, you know, the Bible says that everything that hath breath, let him praise the Lord. You say, well, I've done too much crazy stuff. I'm not worthy to praise the Lord. Well, we're not, none of us worthy to praise him. But he is worthy to be praised. Now, consider the five phrases I read to you, all the same, written by the same hand of David. Of course, inspired by the Holy Spirit of God, of course. He says, praise ye the Lord, in five different times in just a simple introductions to the last five Psalms. You say, well, what's the big deal, Brother Johnny? What are you trying to say? As I mentioned, you might consider David a rascal. Think of this. David is teaching us and encouraging us to praise ye the Lord. You know, David killed thousands of men in battle. He took a man's wife and then had that man murdered. He raised wild and reckless, rebellious sons. Listen to me now. And one of them plotted to even murder him and overthrow his kingdom. many other things went wrong in David's life. But he could always find the time and place to praise his Lord. Here in the text, here David, and you pick a passage, 146, 147, 148, 149, or 150, it doesn't make any difference. Any one of these five will do. He instructs us to praise ye the Lord. I don't care if you've murdered, if you've paid for that and repented of that. You can praise the Lord. It doesn't matter how bad a person may be. Now, we must be in an attitude of praise, and it's kind of hard to be in an attitude of praise if we're not trying to live for God. Okay, I understand that. But the point I'm trying to make is in here at this moment of time in this broadcast is that you, the praise to the Lord God of heaven is not based on my worthiness or my inefficiencies or my failures. My praise to him is based on what God has done for me. I give him praise today for breath in my body. I give him praise for the blood that still is pumping through my heart. Oh, friend, let me tell you today, there's so much we have to be praising God for. So why should I praise him? Why should I praise him, Brother Johnny? Well, I think one of the first things that I see in the Word of God, you can find it in Psalm 146, but look at verse 5. The Word says, happy is he that hath his, that hath the God of Jacob for his help. For who help is in, for whose help, hope is in the Lord. Happy is he. Praising God brings happiness. Listen to me very carefully. It is impossible. It is impossible for us to count our blessings and praise the Lord for them and still be unhappy. You say, I feel a little bit down today, Brother Johnny. I tell you what you do. Get you out a pencil and piece of paper, as Brother Edgar would say. Get you out a pencil and a piece of paper. And you start writing down things that you're praising God for. Life, family, air, food, strength. Oh, keep on naming them. And I guarantee you by the authority of God's word, happy is he that praises the Lord. Well, we'll continue tomorrow on this same thought line. Until then, God bless you. And keep listening for the sounds of faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the sounds of faith.